The Ponoka and District Chamber of Commerce is getting back to basics with several recent changes and remains committed to serving its members and supporting local business. As of December 31, 2024, the Leduc Nisku Wetaskiwin Regional Chamber of Commerce ended their management contract with the Ponoka Chamber. President Sherry Gummo said while the regional chamber didn't give a reason in their notice for ending the relationship, it's possible the driving distance had become an issue for them. Gummo said they were needing more boots on the ground, someone who would talk with people in the community and actively recruit and support members. That's why the chamber is excited to announce the hiring of their new manager, Melanie Watson. "We're pretty stoked about the new manager," said Gummo. Watson has previous experience with a chamber of commerce in Vernon, BC. The position is part-time, and Watson will split her time working on-site in Ponoka and remotely. She has a bit of a background in Ponoka. She's very enthusiastic and is working very hard on the trade show and getting to know the members, which is very important, said Gummo. Watson is currently working on signing up vendors for the upcoming trade show, which will be held on April 11 and 12. Booths are being filled quickly, but currently there's still opportunity there, said Gummo. Those interested in booking a booth can contact Watson at 403-783-3888 or find more information online at ponokachamber.ca. The chamber is also reducing their multiple levels of membership to just two, business members and community members, volunteer-staffed organizations. "It's just for simplicity," said Gummo. The chamber previously had seven levels of membership based on self-reported number of employees. Another change members can look forward to is a streamlined approach to supporting the chamber through sponsorship packages. The chamber is putting together sponsorship packages that will allow members to choose their level of contribution that will give them recognition at chamber events throughout the year, with one transaction. Because of the personnel and management changes, as well as a change to the chamber's year-end that was accepted by CRA in late 2024 after the chamber updated its bylaws, there has been a delay in membership invoices for 2025, but the chamber said they should be available soon.